Welcome to the 1 Year Daily Chronological Bible Studies Podcast. This is Rodney Harrier, your host. If you are looking for a fresh and easy approach to read through God's Word and understand it, you have come to the right place. By following these chronological Bible studies, you will understand how the events, characters, and writings fit together in their proper sequence. What you learn can change your life forever. This is a summary of days 57 through 62 in our chronological Bible studies. In last week's Bible studies, the Israelites were still in the Sinai Desert in front of Mount Horeb, where God gave them the moral, civil, and ceremonial laws. Then he gave instructions for sacrificing to him, their most holy God, to restore the relationship with him when they sinned. He wanted them to keep holy so the Lord would always be with them and bless them. Only the direct descendants of Aaron, Moses' brother, could serve as priests to offer sacrifices, but God directed others in the Levite tribe to help them. God selected the Kohathite family to be responsible for caring for the most holy articles of the tabernacle when they moved. He chose the other Levite families to help transport the rest of the tent and articles of the court surrounding it when God directed them to move. Then he instructed all the rest of the tribes to give offerings so they would have sufficient means to carry on their work and transport the article, the tabernacle, from place to place. What has God called us to do? How can we use our means to supply what is needed in the church for ministry? We should not attend church for what we can get out of it. We each have things God wants us to do. It's our church, too. We need to take responsibilities for it. What does God want us to do? The Israelites were about to enter enemy territory. Were they ready for battle to engage their enemies? No. The Israelites were in a holy war, and their relationship with God was paramount to victory. So instead of a pep talk, God had Israel observe a second Passover. They were to remember how God delivered them from their bondage by 10 miraculous plagues upon Egypt. The Passover would not only allow them to get the relationship right with their most holy God, but remembrance of past victories would also give them courage to fight their enemies. We too face battles, although they may be spiritual in nature. Where do we draw our courage? From our own resources or from the Lord? We too must prepare ourselves for battle. Later in history, the Apostle Paul would tell the church, "Finally, be strong in the Lord, and in his mighty power, put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all of the Lord's people." Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18, NIV. Were the Israelites now ready to engage in battle? Not yet. God organized a defense. Each family tribe counted all available men eligible for fighting. Then he stationed them by their banners around the tabernacle in the middle of the camp. When they rose up for battle, the Ark of the Covenant would go with them. The Ark was a symbol of God's presence. He led them with a cloud by day and a pillar of fire at night. Whenever it rose, the Israelites broke camp and moved out. When they heard trumpet blasts in their order, they knew when and who should go out. Since the Lord was going with them, the battles would be easily won, right? No. God had to toughen up the troops. They endured even more hardships so they might learn to live by God's commands and win battles. Has God taught us similar lessons? He's not being mean, he's toughening us up. That's hard to hear, isn't it? But sometimes that's the purpose of our suffering. Can we endure hardships like a good soldier of Christ? Can we endure weather, lack of food, water, or protection if we must? Can we endure berating, mocking, beating? Can we trust God, or will we become fearful and turn around? We need to trust God, not give in to fear. And that is the focus of next week's Bible lessons. Join us. On day 63, when we face great challenges, how will we respond? With faith or fear? How can we keep from giving in to anxiety? We will get encouragement to trust God on day 63. On day 64, how can people be discouraged from rebellion against their leadership? Find out in our next lesson. On days 65 through 66, the rebellion is over, but there will still be challenges for Israel. Draw encouragement for our next lessons called Waters of Cleansing, Testing, and Victory. On day 67, now that Israel has been through testing, in our next lesson, they learn that God protects his own. Join us to find out how he does this for them and how he might do this for us. On day 68, God protects his own, but we must live responsible lives to keep his blessings. When we mess up, we must come to God for restoration. See what this means in our next lesson called Responsibility and Restoration. On day 69, we're often like the Israelites. We mess up. How do we get back on track? Find out in this lesson. On day 70, God is jealous of his love for Israel and us. He will act in vengeance against those who try to harm her, or he will discipline her if she gets off track. God will reward her for faithfulness. Join us for our next lesson entitled Vengeance and Rewards. On day 71, we have seen that the Lord is very patient, but eventually he takes vengeance upon those who are wicked and unfaithful. How do we keep our commitments to the Lord to experience his blessings? Join us for this lesson. Day 71 will conclude our Bible studies in Numbers. Are numbers important to God? Well, one with God is a majority. He wants a personal relationship with us, and his son died for us so he could be numbered as one of his children. His spirit is the one who gives spiritual life and light. He will give us all we need to fight the battles if we totally rely upon him to help us. No amount of numbers, no good deeds we have done or battles won matter to God. He is sovereign and holy. He longs to bless us if we turn to him in faith, relying on his mighty hand. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you are a good God, and you are holy beyond any measure. We are not. We need your Son to save us from our sins. We pray for anyone that is listening to this podcast to turn to you in faith that you can save them from their sins, give them peace and new life, and help them with their battles. Dear Father, help us Christians to be good examples so they may want to come into your kingdom and be a part of your family and a part of your army. Help us to totally rely on you, Lord, even when we endure hardships, even when life is tough. Dear Father, you may be trying to toughen us up. I pray we would respond appropriately and be drawn to you, our most holy God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you can receive the episodes as soon as they are available. Thank you for joining us. Remember, go with God and He goes with you.